about organics these days, but the man who started it all is right here. Here he is, author, landscape architect, arborist, and your host, the Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thanks, Logan, and welcome, everybody. What a beautiful morning. Got up and just felt great outside. Drove over here with the from Dallas to Irving, where we broadcast from, with the windows down. Very, very pleasant. It's a good time of the year, too. This is the time of the year when the great state fair of Texas is open and going, just got going. One thing I heard, one of the things that I like to do, and I may miss it again this year, I missed it last year because of the government shutdown, and this year the Marine Corps Drum and Bugle Corps will only be there through Monday, I have heard, and I don't know if I'm going to get there before they leave. If you're going out, that's something you definitely want to see. They put on a great show. Also, right now, we've got the Dallas Cowboys with a winning season underway, and it's kind of fun. I'm going to watch the game tonight. I hadn't seen one yet, so see if they can keep that going. Ryder Cup is underway. Our boys are getting beat by the Euros in blue, but getting off to a good start this morning, it looks like. And a lot of other things going on. Great. The main thing is that this is the best time of the year for gardening. Fall gardening is absolutely the easiest time to do a lot of things, and it's the most important time to do a lot of things. And because of all those other issues that I mentioned, all kinds of other football from high school through the pros and all sorts of other activities, there's competition for the time. But try to delegate a little bit of time, rat hole a little bit of time over there for some fall gardening. One of the really easy things that I did, and you're not too late to go ahead and try it as well, put out some nasturtium seed. You can buy transplants from the garden centers as well, but the seed, the great big old nasturtium seed, germinates quickly and grow into a wonderful edible plant. All parts of the plant, foliage, flowers, and everything are edible, and it's just a really pretty plant. The hummingbirds and the butterflies have been great. We continue to talk about one criticism that I get from time to time by some of the other so-called organic people out there, worrying about trichogramma wasps being used to control caterpillars in the garden. And I've kept an open mind about it, and I continue to look and see if there seems to be any negative effect when you release these trichogramma wasps in the spring and then later in the summer for the control of various worms, caterpillars that come from moths primarily, things that are called webworms and sod webworms and tent caterpillars and green worms in your vegetable garden, and the list goes on and on. The question, of course, is will it kill beneficial moths? Will the trichogramma wasp parasitize and kill beneficial moths, the big sphinx moth that we've been talking about on the show here, and hummingbird moths and things like that that are important pollinators? Well, all I can tell you is that I continue to release a trichogramma wasp on a regular basis in the spring, and sometimes follow it up with a second or third release, but I for sure do it every spring. And our garden right now is absolutely overrun almost with Gulf fritillaries, with swallowtails, with little hair streak butterflies, and a lot of other butterflies. The big caterpillars have not, they've turned into cocoons, pupae, and have not hatched into the big moths yet, but I expect to see them right away. But if anybody wants to talk about that or has any history one way or the other, it appears to us that the beneficial insects, lepidopterous insects, don't get attacked by the trichogramma like the pest insects do from the small moths that have the caterpillars that are very destructive. Nature just has a balancing act going on there, it appears to us. But we'll continue to look at it, and if something comes up and proves that there's more negative than positive, we'll adjust our recommendations. But not sure that's going to be the case. My tea this morning is primarily orange peel and water. Very simple tea for you to make. If you do this kind of a tea, be sure and use organically grown citrus, obviously. You can do it with lemon, lime, or grapefruit or anything. Grapefruit would probably be the least tasty, I guess, and orange is probably the most tasty. So give that tea a try. It's a good one. Had an interesting visit yesterday down in Belton, Texas. And it's still going on today. It's the Expo, the Renewable Energy Roundup, that's going on down there. For years, it was held in Fredericksburg, Texas, and it was outside. And I was talking to the fellow that runs the thing yesterday, and he said it's just too big a risk. And I think it might have been this weekend as well. There's been some decent rain down in South Texas. So they moved the event to an indoor facility in Bell County. It's the Bell County Expo in Belton, Texas. Started yesterday. I gave a little talk yesterday and got around to see everybody, but it's going on today, and there's a lot of talks. Some of my friends are there that are into architecture. Laverne Williams from Houston is there, and he's really good. If you're looking at doing some remodeling or building a new house or something like that, he's one of the best in the state to help you with that. Paul Westbrook is also there. He's an engineer, but he's done an energy-efficient house here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. So there's two good sources for you. Also, a lot of information on rainwater, harvesting, storage, and use, solar, quite a few solar energy people there, and a lot of other related things. So if you're in that area, in the Belton, Temple, Waco area, I'd ease on over there today and check it out. Very inexpensive to be there. And by the way, have lunch there, too. There's a little place there called, let's see, this is bad, I'm forgetting the name of it. But anyway, it's over on the back wall. It's a little restaurant that has come to the show, and they're making some wraps. Chicken wraps is what I had yesterday, curry chicken. It was terrific. Yeah, but they have several dishes there. Everything's organic. The owner I talked to, and she's very much into organics and staying away from GMOs and all that kind of thing. So if you're going, help yourself, treat yourself to a lunch there at the little organic restaurant that's there. Let's see, what else I need to tell you about? Well, the first thing is that this hour is brought to you by Victor Pet Foods. We're getting some terrific reports from people, of videos and photographs and testimonies and all kinds of things about how great their dogs, how great their dogs are, and how great, how much they're loving the Victor dog food, even though in some cases they've been eating some real good quality products in the past. They are sold now. So if you haven't tried the Victor yet with your dogs, I recommend it highly. My dogs, we were talking last night, Carmen was really feisty, you know, the last couple of days. And when she fights with Tater, it's interesting because if she whacks him seriously, she can break him in half. She weighs 110 pounds and he weighs 20 pounds. But they fight and wrestle, and Carmen does these fakes at him and everything. And she's really had a lot of energy, and I just got to thinking about the fact that they both seem like they have more energy and feel better right now than ever before. VictorDogFood.com is where you go to learn about the products. A lot of great photographs there, not only on the website, but also in the on their Facebook page. So check that out. The products, why are they so good? Well, they don't have any chemical preservatives in any of their products. There's none of those toxic preservatives in the plant there in Mount Pleasant where all this product is made. There is no corn, soy, gluten, or wheat in the facility. There's none in the products, period. Very unusual. And then they have a totally grain-free line of products as well, several products. So check it out. That's what our dogs eat and love, and I think yours will love it as well. Now, we got some business to talk about. We need some help here with a couple of pooches here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. The SPCA Dog of the Week, we're not doing a very good job the last 2 weeks here, so listen up. If you're in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, especially from last week, Rose was not adopted. Now, Rose was one of those rescued dogs from inhumane conditions. She's a black lab. Her picture's on our website, dirtdoctor.com. Go to the SPCA Dog of the Week button. And then the dog this week is Gazpacho. And I want to tell you a little bit more about Gazpacho. You can go see him and read this stuff on our website, but I'll tell you a little bit more when I come back. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, telephone number to be with me on the show. And we got open lines except for one line, 866-444-3478. I'll be back right after this. Maestro Grow, the makers of great organic fertilizers and soil amendments like Texas Tea, Rose Glow, and the Sick Tree Treatment, is now making Garrett Juice Pro. Garrett Juice Pro is for use on all your crops to improve the soil and plant roots with humic acid, apple cider vinegar, molasses, seaweed, hydrolyzed fish, and beneficial bacteria and fungi. Ask for it in garden centers, feed stores, and hardware stores. And for more information, call 940-648-5400 or go to maestrogrow.com.
Concerned about drought? Think Hydratein. When you're planting new shrubs, trees, flowers, or sod, think Hydratein. Want to reduce your water bill? Think Hydratein. After years of commercial use by golf courses, nurseries, sod farms, and top landscapers, Hydratein is now available to you. Hydratein allows you to water up to 50% less and maintain healthy, great-looking plants and turf. Ask your lawn service or local garden center for Hydratein or order directly from Hydratein.com. That's HYDRETAIN.com.
You know that healthy living is my mission, and while looking for the best products to use, I've found a new organic bar soap called Farmer's Market. Farmer's Market soap is made from a unique blend of certified organic ingredients, avocado, blueberry, shea butters, and natural essential oils. Farmer's Market is organic, no nasty chemicals get in the way of the natural goodness of the ingredients, and you'll love the luxuriously rich lather to gently cleanse your skin, leaving you clean and refreshed. Farmer's Market comes in several farm-inspired natural fragrances like lavender, lemongrass, basil, and blackberry. Hard to pick my favorite, and they're all great. Take it from the Dirt Doctor. Farmer's Market is outstanding, and it's been certified to USDA organic standards. Ask for the Farmer's Market organic soaps in your local grocery, health food, or drug store, and go to fmorganics.com or dirtdoctor.com for more information. That's fmorganics.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
I have for years advised homeowners about pet health, landscaping, gardening, and pest control. In the pet category, I now have a strong dog and cat recommendation. There are many good pet foods on the market, and we've promoted some of the very best, but Victor is the dog food I recommend and feed my dogs now, and I think you should try it with your pets as well. They'll enjoy it just like mine do. The formulas that I focus on are the grain-free ones, but none of the Victor products contain wheat, corn, soy, or gluten. They're all naturally preserved with no toxins, fake flavors, or colors, and they're loaded with vitamins, minerals, and enzymes, also probiotics, prebiotics, and other healthy ingredients. My dog Carmen and Tater look and feel better than ever. Ask for Victor in your favorite pet or feed store. For more information, go to victordogfood.com or email me by clicking on Ask Howard button on dirtdoctor.com. That's victordogfood.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth. Vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth. Animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth. Animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth. Children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth. Children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Okay, back to the dog at the SPCA that we're trying to help this week. It's a beautiful dog, Gazpacho. Again, picture on our website on dirtdoctor.com. This is in Dallas at the SPCA just west of downtown Dallas, Jan Reese Jones Animal Care Center. This is a male brindle, two-year-old, 50-pound hound, really beautiful coat. Was rescued from cruelty, was part of the 221 animals that were saved not too long ago. And he's in good shape. He's looking for a special family to adopt him because he's very shy, probably because of his history. You can tell he wants badly to be loved by humans. He'll wag his tail and get as close to you as he can, but sometimes he backs away a little because he's just not sure yet. He's hoping to find that person or family who will adopt him and be patient, providing him with plenty of love as he gains confidence and learns that people can be nice. Right now, he's in a pod with his friend Garrett. How about that? It's great because he likes Garrett, and he's teaching him to be more social. He's very sweet. Once you get to know him, he'll love to go on walks with you so you can bond. But because he's so shy, he'll need a little time so you before you can let him off the leash to run around. He'd also love to learn how to be crate trained. We think he'd be great in to use a crate as his safe place when he's feeling a little overwhelmed. He's such a great dog. He just knows his perfect family is out there. He's been neutered, microchipped, and given all the age-appropriate vaccination. So check out Gazpacho. He's really pretty, and we need to help both him and Rose. Their pictures are on our website. Clayton is our first caller, and we're going to talk to Clayton for a second, then I'll go back and finish up with several things I wanted to bring up, and we'll work in calls as we go. The number's 866-444-3478. Clayton, how are you today?
Can you hear me?
I can. What's going on?
All right. So I was wondering, what do you say to the claim or argument from conventional farmers that organic pesticides are just the same as conventional ones because they're both meant to kill? So when you eat a piece of a vegetable or fruit that has organic pesticide on it, it's just the same as conventional pesticide.
Well, the people that try to make that statement and make that point are off in all kinds of ways. The first one being that they typically talk about things like pyrethrum and rotenone and nicotine products and things. I'm sorry?
Copper sulfate.
Copper sulfate, things like that. Yeah, that's exactly right. Well, point number one, Clayton, is, you know, I don't recommend any of those things. There are dangerous organic pest control products, and smart organic people don't recommend them for several reasons. Rotenone, for example, and Rotenone, and there's Rotenone and Pyrethrum mix products out there. We haven't recommended those things in a long, long time. And there's some serious data linking Rotenone to things like Parkinson's and other things, just like the chemicals are overwhelmingly linked to cancers and degenerative diseases and things like that. The organic pest control products that we use primarily, as you know, are things that aren't toxic at all. The line of products that exist out there now that are based on essential oils, for example, that's juice out of herbs that we eat that are used medicinally and culinarily, and they don't have any toxicity to humans or wildlife or animals at all. Well, insects, they do. The essential oils actually do kill insects, and we use them as a kind of a last resort. The other pest control products that we use are things like beneficial nematodes and trichogramma wasp and other beneficial organisms, microbes and things like I was talking about earlier. And there's no danger of transferring anything deadly or in any way unhealthy to humans from those kinds of things. Diatomaceous earth is a product we use, and we eat it. We take it internally, and we recommend feeding it internally to pets and livestock and things like that. So they've got a very feeble kind of an argument there. The chemistry-made pesticides are something, you know, that doesn't exist in nature. The chemistry that is used there doesn't exist in nature, and they do create all kinds of problems. They'll try to give you the argument also that there's research showing that they have tested the pesticides and there's no danger about them at all. Well, you know who did those tests, don't you? The chemical companies that own the products did the testing. A lot of people think that the EPA does the testing, but the EPA doesn't do any testing at all. They just simply review the documents that are submitted to them to see if they were, you know, the I's were dotted and the T's were crossed, all the proper paperwork was filled out. Another thing that's not done at all with the chemical pesticides is that there's no testing done when a combination of pesticides are used. In other words, if you go most sites where people use chemicals, they'll use Roundup and they'll use 2,4-D and they'll use Merit and they'll use some other pesticide. Well, when those chemicals mesh, a lot of times the metabolites, as the chemicals are breaking down, merge with other chemicals and new things are formed. Well, there's no testing about that at all. So those are some of the things you can give them as an argument, and a lot of it's just common sense. They're not going to want to hear that, but that's the truth.
Okay, that sounds good.
All right.
We know the USDA is going to, it's thinking about approving this 2,4-D Roundup.
Oh, I know. Hold on. I'll talk to you when we get back. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by learning from and purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural, organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping, delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast-to-coast and border-to-border. You can learn about the books on DirtDoctor.com and find them in your favorite bookstore. The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on natural organic programs in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's mission is to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center needs your support. Go to DirtDoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the homepage to contribute. Your contribution is tax deductible. Please donate to make our world better today.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs.
They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with GaraJuice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, GaraJuice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
I'm always working to find new and better organic products. One of the companies that helps me in that regard is the Medina Corporation in Hondo, Texas. They've been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building longer than anybody in the business. Medina produces fertilizers and soil amendments, both in liquid and dry formulations that work by stimulating the soil biology to help all crops. Whether growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, Medina has the products to help you budget wisely, effectively increase production, and treat the environment right. There's a new prilled organic fertilizer called Growing Green Premium Lawn Food that I recommend you try. The commercial version of GaraJuice Plus is also made by Medina, and it's available in all sizes, quarts, gallons, barrels, and even large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. The website's MedinaAg.com. You'll find the Medina label at all hardware, nursery, and feed stores that sell organic products.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed-out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at DirtDoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. I was talking to Clayton off the air a little bit more about this new product that's trying to become approved, and unfortunately it's a combination of Roundup and 2,4-D. It's called Enlist Duo, and we'll probably should have already done it, but we'll put something on the website and on Facebook about this. If you can kind of chime in on it, it'd be a good idea, because Roundup and 2,4-D by themselves are both too dangerous to be used. And when you combine them, the reason they're combining them is is because of the super weeds that have been created by the GMO kind of thing. You know, the Roundup doesn't control certain weeds now. So they came up with this brilliant idea to add 2,4-D to the mix and spray corn and other crops. And 2,4-D has been directly linked to all kinds of things, including cancers and Parkinson's disease and low sperm counts and all kinds of stuff. The vets that are into it and are using some common sense are telling people that it's probably the leading cause of cancer in dogs and cats that are running around with their little bare paws in the stuff. So take a look at it. It's just another kind of thing that you shake your head about. It's hard to believe it's happening with all the knowledge and data that we have about these incredibly toxic materials. Wide open lines. I'm going to talk about several things here, but go ahead and start getting on board, and we'll get back to the calls pretty quick here. 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. 866-444-3478. One thing that I didn't mention talking to Clayton about
the difference in organic pest control products and the toxic chemistry approach that's very significant, and I probably should have led with it, is that when you're using a natural organic approach for your landscaping, vegetable gardening, herb gardening, potted plants, greenhouse operations, whatever it is, you will not have nearly as much pressure from insects and diseases. Because what we're doing is we're neutralizing the problem organisms by having the beneficial the beneficials have very high levels of population, and there's a natural balancing act that goes on there. So the net result is we have relatively few outbreaks of pests that we have to do any spraying for. The bulk of it's taken care of by healthy soil, and that healthy soil transferring the minerals and the energy into the plants, so the proper complex carbohydrates are in the plants, and the plants have this natural resistance to the insects and diseases. The most common cause of pest problems in plants that has to be ends up having to be sprayed for is stress caused by the use of high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers that get the plant all out of balance, foul up the soil first, and thus get the plant out of balance in several different ways. And then Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews, the pathogens, the diseases, and the insect pests to take out these healthy plants. All chemical pesticides do, toxic chemical pesticides, all those products do, is keep unhealthy plants alive, or attempt to. Anyway, there's plenty of information. I don't need to talk about it anymore unless you want to. There's plenty of information on our website, dirtdoctor.com, in the Texas Organic Research Center, the research part of the website. Data, papers, just, you know, lots and lots of volumes of data and papers about these issues that you can read about there. And there's more and more coming out all the time. Our current newsletter, something I want to talk just briefly about. If you don't get the newsletter, take a look at it. It's on Facebook now. It's in the archives of the newsletters, and it's about chlorosis, this condition in plants where the leaves turn yellow, and in a lot of cases the veins stay green. You've all seen it. It's very common on a lot of plants, actually, but especially those plants that don't like alkaline soils, that would rather be in soils that are sandy acid soils and have a lower pH. And I specifically talk about the one that's the biggest, most problematic tree for us here in Texas, and it's called pin oak. Pin oak will not grow in alkaline soil, simple as that. And when trees are crossbred, which the oaks do all the time, and a tree gets enough pin oak blood in it, sometimes southern red oak, northern red oak, and other ill-adapted trees will cross too. But especially the pin oak, when it gets a lot of blood in the crossbreeding into the trees, and that tree is planted in clay soils, black and white soils, or any alkaline soil, you're going to have this chlorosis problem. In the newsletter that just went out, I've got photographs of several different situations. We've covered it in the past on specific projects like the new Woodall Rogers Park that's in downtown Dallas. It's very common. It's all over the place. And I tried to give people some understanding about what the symptoms are, what to look for if that is what's causing that chlorosis, and how to cure chlorosis is covered in there for the plants that aren't too badly crossbred with the pin oak. So check that out. One of the telltale symptoms of this issue, of this problem, is that the trees will have unusually early fall color. And sometimes they'll have very good fall color, and that's because they didn't have very much of the green to begin with, and it was easy to make the transition over to the fall colors. It's not the case every time, but the plants that have really early, surprisingly early fall color, you may be wanting to scratch your head and look at what you can do about it. If there's too much pin oak blood in it, the bad news for you is there's nothing you can do. All you can do is cut the trees down and plant something that's more adapted. And I give you some real good clues and tips there about how to look for the trees that would be a problem for you. And in the fall is a good time to do it right now because you can see that early fall color in the plants that are in the nurseries in a lot of cases. You can see the characteristics that are dead giveaways for pin oaks, so the pointed top, the drooping lower limbs, the kind of gun barrel gray shiny bark is one of them. There's several different things you can look at, but that strong central leader and a pointed top and then drooping limbs on the bottom, you got no chance in alkaline soils. You got no chance in artificial soils, raised beds and things, if you're going to continue to water with alkaline soil, with alkaline water. And so that's what this latest newsletter is about. I tell you, I got a couple of other things. We got some people holding now. We'll kind of go back and forth. Just real quickly, though, in case somebody has to run, two major points. This is the time for the last fertilization of the year, the fall fertilization, with organic fertilizer, of course, corn gluten meal or one of the blend products. I like the products that have alfalfa as one of the ingredients. It is time to plant grass, although some people tell you it's not. It's a wonderful time to plant solid sod of all kinds. It's the proper time to plant the cool season grasses like fescues, rye, grasses, bent grasses and things like that. If you're doing them as a permanent grass or you're doing them as an overseed for the winter, either one. If you do choose to use corn gluten meal, you cannot plant seed for getting turf going. Clover, vetch, rye, fescue cannot be planted when you put out corn gluten meal because corn gluten meal has pre-emergent herbicidal capabilities and works very well in that situation to mess up what you're trying to grow. It's a great fertilizer if you're doing your fall garden and doing transplants of broccoli, cauliflower, Swiss chard, cabbage and kale, in other words, all the cool season things. When you make the transplants and you have bare soil all around, putting corn gluten meal down feeds the transplants and gets you wonderful growth and keeps the weeds repressed really well. I'd put the corn gluten meal down at 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet, 2 pounds per 100 square feet, and then cover with shredded native mulch over that, and you'll have the best production that you have ever seen. And we'll talk more about those kind of things as we go. Right now, let's go to Irving, Texas, and talk to Al. Hello, Al.
Hello. You were talking about oak trees. I've got a big red oak tree in the front yard, and the outer leaves are really dying on me. It seems awful early, and I don't know what the problem is, and I don't know what to do about it.
This is a red oak that you planted yourself, Al?
Yes, yeah, long ago, 30 years ago.
Oh, wow. Has it been healthy all that time?
Every year it's been perfect.
But this year, the outside limbs, the terminal growth is dying back?
Yes.
Well, that's not a good sign. When you have something that dramatic going on, it could be herbicide damage from putting out weed and feed fertilizers. It could be some other kind of contamination. I guess it could show up that quickly and dramatically if the tree was planted too deeply in the soil, the flare was covered, in other words, and it finally got to the point where the moisture has caused a rotting of the base of the plant. But something dramatic is going on. You're overwatering and creating disease pathogens in the soil, or you're underwatering and it's in stress from the drought. It's got to be something very dramatic if it's gone from being healthy for several years to being in trouble this one year.
It's really turning brown all over the top and sides of the tree.
Do you use any kind of synthetic fertilizer?
No.
What do you use for fertilizer?
I just use nitrogen.
That's synthetic fertilizer. What brand have you been using?
Oh, heavens. I don't know. I just buy a bag of fertilizer and spread it.
Well, I think that's our problem. I think that's our problem. Do you still have the bag around?
No, I don't.
Okay. If you put out a bag of pre-emergent herbicide fertilizer, in other words, a weed and feed fertilizer, you've probably killed your tree. The Scotts Bonus S is the one that's the most notorious in that category. I talked about it in my talk yesterday. It's the one that, or the other guy on the radio here in this market, and I agree on something. It's one of the few things he and I agree on, and that is that product should not be on the market. It should never be used. It will kill shrubs and trees, and it says so on the label. More when I come back. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor.
Crazy water is so good, it's crazy. Here's the crazy water tip of the day. Electrolytes like sodium, potassium, magnesium, and chloride recharge your cells. That's especially important for your heart and muscles. Low electrolytes can lead to fatigue and cramping. Crazy water contains over 11 minerals that help with hydration recovery, replenishing your electrolytes, and more. And crazy water does it all naturally. Get some at Whole Foods, Central Market, and other crazy good stores. Go to drinkcrazywater.com to find a store in your area.
Whether you are getting ready for a once-in-a-lifetime vacation, flying to a business meeting, or just visiting friends, don't risk ruining your trip by neglecting to protect your digestive health. Pack award-winning Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, one of the best lines of defense against traveler's tummy. Dr. O'Hara's convenient blister packs are portable and never need to be refrigerated, perfect for traveling. Backed by over 25 years of research, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics use 12 strains of live, beneficial bacteria combined in a centuries-old Japanese fermentation process. The result is a superior supplement that enhances immunity and digestion, which helps reduce the risk of getting sick while traveling. Stay healthy while traveling and remember to pack your probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor here for Victor Pet Foods. Besides having grain-free products, all Victor formulations are free of wheat, corn, soy, or gluten and are naturally preserved with no toxins, flavors, or colors. Victor's loaded with vitamins, minerals, enzymes, probiotics, prebiotics, and other healthy ingredients. My dogs, Carmen and Tater, love the Victor. I feel strongly that your dogs will too. Ask for Victor in your favorite pet or feed store or go to victordogfood.com. That's victordogfood.com.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's Tree Health Plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
I'm always working to find new and better organic products. One of the companies that helps me in that regard is the Medina Corporation in Hondo, Texas. They've been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building longer than anybody in the business. Medina produces fertilizers and soil amendments, both in liquid and dry formulations, that work by stimulating the soil biology to help all crops. Whether growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, Medina has the products to help you budget wisely, effectively increase production, and treat the environment right. There's a new prilled organic fertilizer called Growing Green Premium Lawn Food that I recommend you try. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is also made by Medina, and it's available in all sizes, quarts, gallons, barrels, and even large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. The website's medinaag.com. You'll find the Medina label at all hardware, nursery, and feed stores that sell organic products.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way, how it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com. To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed in mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
All right, Howard, back with you. We were talking with Al about his tree that had gotten injured, and he wasn't sure what kind of fertilizer he used, but I'm very suspicious that it was probably a weed and feed fertilizer. If it wasn't, just a high nitrogen fertilizer, which he said it was, used a little too heavy, could cause a burning like that. And another reason we don't recommend synthetic fertilizers, high nitrogen ones especially. What do you do if that's been done? And I hope he's still listening. The sick tree treatment is what you do, and you can probably save the tree. The sick tree treatment is explained in detail on dirtdoctor.com. It's on the homepage under the button guides. It's also in, you know, my most of my books. It's a glorified, it's kind of a the basic organic program on steroids is what it is. You aerate the soil and you put out the amendments that are used in our bed preparation, compost, rock powders, and sugars, and you spray with Garrett juice the entire plant and drench the soil. Kicking it up a level, a notch above that even, it's the soil detox program. It's basically the sick tree treatment with the addition of some kind of a fine textured humic material applied on the front end. And what that means is fine textured humate or humic acid or activated charcoal or anything that you can get, biochar, anything that you can get that's a real fine texture. The finer texture, the better. There's a commercial product out there that's wonderful. It's called Norit, but the people are impossible to deal with, and I haven't been able to figure out how to get the product on the market and be available to homeowners. They like to deal with big, you know, manufacturing and industry, and I understand that, but that doesn't help our organic gardeners that need it. The fine textured carbon will tie up the herbicides, other pesticides, whatever the contaminant is, and then the rest of the sick tree treatment procedure, basically is what it is, will help break down those complex, those large molecules of the toxic material. One thing also that we add to the Garrett juice for soil application in the soil detox is orange oil. We'll put orange oil in the mixture at about 2 ounces per gallon, a gallon of spray, and at that rate, it 1 to 2 ounces, and at that rate, that lower rate like that, doesn't burn plants or anything like that, but it does stimulate biological activity in the soil. And then, of course, the final step is don't use any synthetic fertilizers, especially high nitrogen things, and even more especially the weed and feed products in the future. The telephone number to be with me, there's an open line at 866-444-3478. Karen is in Irving. Hi, Karen.
Hi, good morning.
What's up?
Hi, I have a question about squash plants.
Okay.
I'm organic. I plant squash every spring, and every spring I get squash bugs. And so I thought, well, I'll try my plants this fall and see if I get a better outcome. And I planted my squash 6 weeks, 7, 8 weeks ago, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful plants, and have a couple of squash on it. And then all of a sudden I went out and my plants were like almost dead. So I started looking and opened one of them up, and there's these little white, they almost look like, they're like worms, but they're small. They almost look like grub worms, but they're not. And they're eating my plants from the inside out.
In the stem?
Yes.
Well, that's the squash vine borer that you have. That's the classic guy. That is a beautiful moth that looks like a wasp. It's black and red, real pretty. And we've got pictures in the Texas Bug Book, and I think on the website as well. Once you have them already shredding the stem, there's not much that you can do at that point, Karen. You can cut into them and kill the worms, but they've all already done quite a bit of damage.
Exactly.
Next time, this is one place where the product, the organic herbicide spinosad, would probably be good to use on the new plants when you set them out. Beneficial nematodes are going to help to a degree. Spinosad will work. And spinosad's negative is it will disorient bees. Some people say it'll kill them. I'm not sure that's true, but it does have a somewhat of a negative effect on bees. It's made from a bacterium that was found in an old rum manufacturing facility or something. It's a very interesting history, this product. But this is one case where I think it would be appropriate to use it when you set out plants. Now, the other thing I would do for the prevention of squash vine borers and squash bugs both is a tip that we got from a couple of listeners not too long ago, and that is when you plant your transplants or your seed, either one, make diatomaceous earth, natural diatomaceous earth, part of the bed preparation. And it doesn't do anything insecticidally, nothing. When DE is moist, it doesn't hurt anything. It's very beneficial, in fact. But what it does is it provides available silica to the plants, to the soil and to the plants. And apparently that helps to keep the squash bugs and squash vine borers away.
Oh, okay.
So give it a shot. It won't hurt anything, even if it doesn't work on the bugs.
Okay, super. Thank you so much.
Appreciate the call. I'm
day.
Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. We've got a couple more points of mine to get into, which we'll do, and an open line for you at 1-866-444-3478. Our website is dirtdoctor.com. Our newsletter is a free newsletter that you get by simply telling us you want it. Send us an email to info@dirtdoctor.com, or better still, just fill out the simple form that's on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com.